We now present Honorable James A. Farley, Chairman of the Democratic National Committee by electrical transcription.
Ladies and gentlemen, on June 27th, President Franklin D. Roosevelt will appear in person at Franklin Field, Philadelphia, to receive his notification of his renomination by the Democratic National Convention. He will deliver his address of acceptance in the open air at Franklin Field, before the convention itself in a great rally of Democrats. He would appear before 15,000 delegates and spectators. He spoke in Convention Hall. At Franklin Field, he will be looking into the faces of 100,000 people. They and listening millions throughout the country will hear him open the Democratic National Campaign. The diagram and appearance of the field will be the same as if the convention were meeting in its hall. State delegations will have their respective places around the state standards, which mark their positions in the indoor sessions. Presiding officers awaiting the president direct the assembly from their usual rostrum. The bands which were in the galleries of Convention Hall, augmented by many more, will flank the rostrum and be placed around the grounds. Sergeants at arms will keep the convention aisles open for the delegates and will see that the convention has an island to itself. The public will throng around that island and pack the field to its very limits. Bright lights will shine on the vivid scene and bring out the colors of countless flags and banners. The great central rally in Franklin Field will be reproduced without the convention in cities and towns throughout the country. For the purpose of conducting these national rallies, at the same time with the one at Franklin Field, there is being created a great nationwide organization known as the Roosevelt Nominators, with the slogan, "I Want Roosevelt Again." Arrangements have already been made for great meetings in baseball fields, stadiums, convention halls, hotels, town halls, and some of the smaller cities are even planning to have outdoor barbecues and picnics. All of these rallies, large and small, will have their own program of entertainment. The universal feature of all these national rallies will be, of course, the president's address. Roosevelt Nominators will gather at these victory rallies as a tribute to the president. State organization has already been perfected in every state of the Union. Local committees are at work organizing these rallies in over 3,000 cities and towns. More than a million Americans who want to show their faith in and loyalty to the president will be there. Reports from all over the country indicate a great outpouring. Joseph F. McGrath, state chairman in Massachusetts, expects more than 100,000 people to get into the 19,000 seats in the Boston Garden. In Greater New York, it has been necessary to take over both Madison Square Garden and the Long Island Bowl. And out of the 62 counties in the state of New York, 62 have already perfected organization for local rallies. In Chicago, Mayor Edward J. Kelly is taking over Riverview Park and planning to handle a throng of over 100,000. Los Angeles Chairman Fred Marlowe is holding his rally in the Hollywood Bowl. In St. Louis, Mayor Bernard F. Dickman says there will be over 50,000 people in and around the St. Louis Municipal Auditorium. In Washington, D.C., Chairman Joseph E. Davies has taken over Griffith Stadium for the evening and predicts a capacity crowd. Labor organizations have already appointed more than 1,800 local chairmen to cooperate. And on last Wednesday, labor already reported an enrollment in the labor division of the Roosevelt Nominators of over 300,000 workers. There is every indication that many thousands of farmers will drive into town to be numbered among the president's loyal friends and supporters. In conclusion, may I urge you to join your local Roosevelt Nominators Club. Let's make June 27th a truly great President's Day.
You have just heard a talk by Honorable James A. Farley, Chairman of the Democratic National Committee, transcribed by the World Broadcasting System.